Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Victim or Victor. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
The Bible compares forgiveness of people sinning against you to release of debt, just like releasing a debt. And it's not based on feelings. And this is what you do. So Christians, sometimes they say, well, I forgave them, but the thoughts come back and they go, man, I can't forget how that sorry rascal did me. And they get all worked up and go, oh, what's wrong with me? I haven't forgiven them. Forgiveness is not based on feelings. You do it by faith. And it's just like a debt. Let's say somebody owed you $10,000 and you decide you're going to release them from it. You call them in, you say, here's a contract. You could not even feel like it. You're just doing it because the Lord told you to. And you say, here, see this? You don't owe me anything anymore. They walk out of the room. You might wish you hadn't done it next week, but you did, right? Ain't based on feelings. Contracts tore up. They don't owe you. That's how you forgive people. It's not based on how you feel. You say, I release them. They owe me nothing. They don't owe me an apology. They don't owe me an explanation. They don't owe me restitution. They owe me nothing. Got nothing to do with how you feel. Everybody said out loud, they owe me nothing. They owe me nothing. They owe me nothing. 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 That's how you forgive and you don't go back and forth with it. That's how you get free. And remember, the Lord said, when you forgive, what's going to happen? He's going to forgive you. Right? Go with me to 1 Samuel. We've talked about the victim. Let's talk about the victor. How many want to talk about the victor? The victorious one, because that's talking about us, right? That's us. That's who we are. In 1 Samuel, should have had you hold your place, I guess. The first chapter, you see the story, 1 Samuel 1. This was, you know, right before Samuel was born, and it's how he was conceived and came to be. His mother, Hannah, could not conceive. And the Bible said in verse 4, 1 Samuel 1, 4, when the time was that Elkanah offered, he gave to Peninnah his wife and to all her sons and her daughters portions. But unto Hannah he gave a worthy portion, for he loved Hannah, but the Lord had shut up her womb. And her adversary provoked her sore for to make her what? What is the adversary always wanting you to do? Fret, worry, and be depressed, and feel sorry for yourself. Do you ever have to be? Is it just come on you so strong that you couldn't help it? It was just bigger than you. You can't help it. No, the Bible said there's no temptation taking you but such as is common to man. And God is faithful. He won't allow you to be tempted above what you're able to stand. If it's there, you can resist it. If it was too big for you, it wouldn't be there. Never do you have to get out. Never. Never. No such thing as something being so big and so bad that you just couldn't help it. Had to be depressed. Provoking her to make her fret. And she did so year by year. Everybody say year by year. Man, this didn't happen a day or two now. Year by year when she went up to the house of the Lord. So she provoked her. Therefore she, Hannah, did what? She wept. She cried. And wouldn't eat. Is she in good shape? Crying. Why? I can't have a baby. I can't conceive. I don't understand why. These other women can't conceive. And this is eclipsing everything else in her life, isn't it? She's become a depressed woman. Crying all the time. And Elkanah, her husband, he said to her, Hannah, baby, why are you crying? Why don't you eat? Understand, it gets wearisome being around depression all the time. Because you can't make somebody resist it. And if they yield to it and bring a cloud in the house and you live in the same house, makes it tough. Because you can't make somebody quit yielding. And he said, why don't you eat? Why is your heart so grieved? He said, you got me. He said, I'm better than 10 boys, ain't I? You got me. And if you put it all together, she cried. She cried some more. Let you stop right here. Is that okay? Is it okay? Is she being unthankful? She does not appreciate what she has. She's letting this one thing eclipse everything else in her life. She doesn't appreciate her husband. She doesn't appreciate her life. She doesn't appreciate anything else that God... It's all eclipsed. And how many understand what we're talking about? We saw it in Romans. When you become unthankful, your thoughts become vain and your understanding and heart is darkened. It gets darker. You get dumber and dumber every day. I've endeavored to help people that have yielded to this for months and months and months and months. And sometimes it's like talking to a post. You tell them something, they just look at you and cry. It doesn't even register on them. Unreasonable. Completely unreasonable. Why? They've become so darkened. Can you get out of that? I said, can you get out of that? How would you begin to come out? Begin to thank God for what you have. Thank God for what He's done for you. And immediately your understanding will begin to brighten up again. Do you have anything to be thankful for? Man, your name is on the Lamb's Book of Life. You're going to heaven. They're working on your mansion right now. No matter what's going on, how many glad your heart's beating tonight? How many glad you can think? How many glad you can breathe? Got feet, you got part, maybe something's not working right, but you got a lot of stuff it is. My clothes ain't very nice. Well, you got something to wear? If you'd have been naked, we wouldn't let you in here. You had something? My old car is just an old rattle trap. Well, it beats a bicycle. It beats walking. Well, I am walking. Well, thank God for two good legs. Right? Right? This is how you come up. You can't say, I'm leaving for a new car. I'm leaving for a new car. I'm leaving for a new car. Ah, this sorry piece of junk. I'm so tired. You are negating your faith. Thank you, Lord, for my new clothes. Thank you, Lord, for my new clothes. Open the closet. I ain't got a thing to wear. Look at this junk. Unthankful. Yeah, believe for better, but be thankful for what you have. Be thankful. Be appreciative and grateful. Grateful. He said, baby, quit crying. You're always crying. You're crying around the house all the time. You know, it bothers the pets and the neighbors and everybody. You just keep, the dog starts howling. And baby, it gets old, you know. Hey, you got me. She goes, ooh. This went on. For years. Years. How much that life is too short to be having that kind of environment at your house? Life is too short. Life is precious. We ought to be having hallelujah times. Celebration times. Every day you can find something to be thankful for. You can find something to praise God about. That's how you come into more. It's how you come up. But notice what happened when it turned around. You can see it when it turned. Hannah rose up. She went to Shiloh. Verse 10, she was in bitterness of soul and prayed to the Lord and wept. So, see, I told you she cried some more. And she prayed the prayer. Verse 13, Hannah prayed in her heart. Her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Eli thought she was drunk. He said, you drunk woman, How long are you going to be drunk? Put that wine away. She said, no, my Lord, I'm a woman of a sorrowful spirit. I've drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but I poured out my soul before the Lord. Eli said, verse 17, go in peace. God of Israel grant you your petition that you've asked of him. She took that as a word from the Lord. She took that as a word from the Lord that the Lord had told her her request was granted. Now look at it. Here's where it turned. Here's where it turned. Verse 18, she said, let your handmaid find grace in your sight. So the woman went her way and did what? She eat, and her countenance was no more sad. In a few months, wah. How many understand? You can cry. You can feel sorry for yourself for years and have nothing but agony. But the moment you take the word of the Lord and you say, that's it, that's it, God, I got my answer. When you get in faith, you are no more sad. No more sad. No more sad. No more depression. No more down. Faith rejoices, gives thanks, and is glad. Say that out loud. Faith rejoices, gives thanks, and is glad. Glad. Faith rejoices. Faith gives thanks. Faith is glad. Faith is glad. See, you can't, there's no such thing as being in faith about something and being depressed over it. No such thing. People sad, you know, people can tell what kind of stuff's going on in your life just by coming in and sitting beside you. You're not a faith person. They come in and sit down and look at you and you go, something wrong? No. What's wrong? No. Because when you're in faith, you don't act that way. You come in. You could have more going on in your life than 20 people put together, but they can't tell it by looking at you. I said, they can't tell it by looking at you. Man, you dress up and you fix yourself and you come on in and you go, ha! Glory to God. God's on my case. He's working on the case. It's all going to be all right. People may say behind your back, that poor woman, that poor man, he got sister, they in a mess. They in a mess. Look at them up there shouting. Well, they'll also see when the victory comes to pass too. Begin to put two and two together.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Be a Victor, Not a Victim, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010. Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R203B. That's R203B, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.